Months after it was raided by federal agents, an Islamic Relief group is striking back. It's suing a Detroit-area bank that wants to close its charity accounts. The bank says it has the right to close any account for any reason. But Arab American groups say this is yet another example of a guilty until proven innocent attitude toward Muslim charities. Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio reports.
Life for Relief and Development is one of the largest Muslim relief groups operating in the U.S., doling out tens of millions of dollars in aid. In September, federal agents searched the charity's Metro Detroit office in a high-profile raid that Muslim leaders charged was intended to intimidate donors just before the holy month of Ramadan. Even though the charity has not been charged with any crime, 3 days after the raid, Comerica Bank notified the charity that it planned to close its accounts. The charity's lawyer, Sharif Akil, charges the bank with violating Life for Relief and Development's civil rights.
If this charity was not a Muslim charity, if this charity was not run by Iraqi Americans, it would be treated different.
The charity is asking a federal judge to prevent Comerica from closing the accounts, and it's challenging a part of the USA Patriot Act, allowing banks to share information with one another about suspected terrorist or money laundering activities. Akil says the concern is that this and other Muslim charities are being blacklisted by the banking community.
The issue of shutting down an organization based on mere suspicion, you're talking about the McCarthy days.
I thought you had umbrellas.
On a cold and rainy afternoon, Nuseva Quater holds a picket sign outside a Comerica Bank branch in Dearborn.
Mine says Comerica al-Dilada wal Muslimin, which means that Comerica's against Arabs and Muslims.
The FBI won't say why it raided the charity's offices, but charity officials say agents assured them the search warrants had nothing to do with terrorism and no charges have been filed. An official with Comerica says the bank won't comment on pending litigation, but in a brief filed with the court, the bank says it has the right to close customer accounts and argues that Comerica and the public interest would be harmed if it wasn't allowed to operate under banking provisions detailed in the Patriot Act. Richard Reese oversees regulatory compliance for the American Bankers Association. He says banks don't report suspicious activity based on customers' religion or ethnicity.
What they're doing it on is the basis of actual behavior and conduct and transactional activity that they're in a position to evaluate.
But some Arab American leaders don't buy that. They're convinced the bank is equating Islam with terrorism. Among them is Ahmad Hamad, who heads the regional Arab-American Anti-Discrimination Committee. Hamad says of all the Muslim charities put under investigation since 9/11, none has been convicted of terrorist financing, including this one, which hasn't even been charged with a crime. And he argues the scrutiny is stoking anti-Arab sentiment. He plays a recent voicemail his group received.
First saved message.
Just want to say I talked to many people across America. And we all agree on one thing. We can't stand you foreign bastards. Go back where you came from.
It's sentiments like that that worry Muslim charities as they try to stay out of trouble with the U.S. government. But they say their work, distributing food and medicine and rebuilding war-torn Iraq, also plays a key role in the fight against terrorism. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hewlett.